Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Dr. Tyler Woods and you're listening to Holistic Mental Health and Healing. How do we deal with intimidators and bullies? On how not to let bullies and intimidators affect you. So here I am. So let's start by saying, let's make one thing very clear. Every bully I have ever worked with has some kind of serious insecurity issues. These bullies can be jealous of your talents or your skills, your family, your friends. They may feel like they don't get enough credit. They could be very mentally ill. Mentally ill bullies will do that. Bullies are often characterized as pathetic cowards, but they're motivated by insecurity and they intimidate because it makes them feel glorious. They feel power, especially if there's admirers nearby. Some bullies lack all sense of empathy for others, and this is because it makes it easier to intimidate people. Bullies who use intimidation are far more likely than the average to have experienced some sort of stressful or traumatic situation. So in order to mask how they really feel about themselves, they try to put the attention on someone else. They try to avoid negative attention directed at them, and we call this deflecting. So they will deflect it off them onto you. They will try to convince others that you're not like them, you're bad. No one is bad, and the bully's not bad. They need support, and they need help. So listen, let's define the different kinds of adult bullying. We've talked micromanaging before, so I'm going to skip that one because we know micromanagers are bullies. But let's talk about the verbal bullying. Now, this can be any form of teasing. These bullies use words to torment and make things up about you so others will not like you. They want to drag you down because it makes them feel like they have power. Then there's the passive aggressive or the covert bullying. And this is in some ways the most insidious because it includes negative gossiping, negative joking at somebody else's expense, sarcasm, condescending, eye contact, facial expressions, mimicking. They try to ridicule and they deliberately try to cause insecurity and public embarrassment. They do everything they can to socially exclude you, and they try to isolate you. And they do what I would say deliberate sabotage of your well-being and your happiness. And then there's the cyberbullying, and I think you know what this is. This can include any kind of bullying that's delivered electronically. Bullying-like behaviors are used to enhance an individual's competitive ability to coerce others into changing their behavior to conform. Now, bullying-like behaviors provide individuals a chance to have a target, so to speak. And so they try to use you as their target, and they want you to feel insecure and bad. Now, the important thing to work on is how do you get through someone trying to publicly intimidate you? Number one, and this is key, is know that knowledge is power. So, never go through it in silence. Talk about it till you can no longer talk about it. It takes their power away. So, make sure you take their power away and simply ignore, because the last thing intimidators want is to be ignored. And how do you ignore them? Well, just simply walk, sit, act with awareness, be calm, show respect, have confidence. Projecting a positive, assertive attitude means holding your head high, keeping your back straight, and having a peaceful face. This will drive the bully insane because you're at peace. Now, someone goes, how are you able to ignore this bully? I personally get that they have negative behaviors, and these behaviors are simply projections of inner misery and chaos. Now, knowing this makes it very easy because you see, you have compassion for them. Now, just because you have compassion for them does not mean that they are not dangerous and you may require some sort of protection. No, I'm not talking pack a gun or anything. I'm talking about reporting it to the proper authorities, possibly getting restraining orders, doing what you can to make sure you feel protected. I always just protect myself in a big energetic bubble and have people around me. There are a numerous psychological tricks for dealing with the intimidating bully, and I want to outline the most important ones for you today. Some people tend to have a natural ability when it comes time to dealing with others. They tend to be able to read right through them. And that's, for one, is a good idea to have that. Next, keep your cool and maintain your composure. Bullies who intimidate want to see you fail. They need to see you nervous. Like a vampire needing blood, the bully needs to see you shaking. Stay calm. It bothers them. How do you do that? Breathe. Breathing corresponds taking natural charge of your own life, and that's what these bullies can't stand. So the first rule of thumb when facing a difficult person, breathe and keep your cool. The less reactive you are to their trying to provoke you, the more you can use your better judgment to handle the challenge that they're trying to produce. When you feel upset with the challenging things that they are doing, just relax. Don't say anything because you're going to regret it later. Take a deep breath, count slowly to 10. That's it. That's all you have to do. They can't take it. See, your time and your happiness is valuable. Your well-being is important. Unless there's something important at stake, don't expand yourself to try to understand why this person is negatively entrenched in your life. Walk away and pay no attention. Don't take it personally. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you are immune to these opinions and actions of these other people, you won't be the victim any longer. Finally, know your rights. A crucial idea to keep in mind when you're dealing with a bully is to recognize that your rights are being violated. As long as they don't harm you, follow some basic fundamental rights, like you have the right to be treated with respect. You have the right to express your feelings and opinions. You have the right to set your priority. You have the right to be happy. You have the right to be honest. Of course, our society is full of people who don't respect these rights. Aggressive, intimidating, and controlling individuals want to deprive you of these rights so they can control and take advantage of you. But you have the power and the moral authority to declare that this is you. You're not going to be offended. You're taking control of your life. Focus on these rights. They can't take that. They tend to have a strong pattern of aggressive, intimidating, and controlling, trying to control people. And that's the place where they want you to be. Do not go there. Finally, smile. it makes people wonder what you're up to. When appropriately used, humor can shine a light on the truth. Show that you have superior composure. Laugh, smile. See, when an aggressive, intimidating, or controlling individual insists on violating anything that you do, and they won't take no for an answer, or follow their own rules of don't come near me, just make sure you deploy consequences. Use the power you have to move yourself forward into the moving past of a bully. Please be careful, because bullies we might not think can cause harm, but bullies are unstable people and they can cause you harm. So whatever you do, proceed with caution. You can get through an intimidating person. Best way not to feel intimidated by the bully? Walk in peace. And speaking of walking in peace, this is Dr. Wood saying, walk in peace.